Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Afrida Love. And today, on our special segment of Fit to Win, we are discussing stress. But first, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your tender grace and your mercy, Lord. We ask you, would you bless something to be said or done on this broadcast that would help someone, Heavenly Father, around this land and country. Lord, we thank you for the greatness that you are showing amongst the ministry and amongst the people. We thank you for the greatness of the word. We thank you for the greatness of the spirit of the living God, which lives within us. We thank you for the knowledge. We thank you for the revelation. We thank you for blessing us to wake up this morning. We thank you for preserving lives, Lord. We thank you for recovery, divine recovery, whether it's recovering souls or recovery as in the hospitals. Lord, we know that we have the victory in you, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we realize and we recognize and understand that you are God, and besides you, there is none other, and there never will be another. Lord Jesus, we ask you, would you bless this radio broadcast to continue to produce quality, not only ministry, but quality knowledge for the people, so that we may become better people and grow, Lord Jesus, to reverence you as we are supposed to. We're asking you to bless us to be role models, positive role models for the children who listen to this show. Help us to be the people that you would have us to be for the saints and those who are trying to seek you and who are listening to the show, Lord. We're just asking that you bless this station to reach and to continue to reach from city to city, state to state, and nation to nation, Heavenly Father. Whatever you would have this ministry to be, Heavenly Father, I accept it in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, now today, bless the words of my mouth and the meditation of my spirit to be acceptable in your sight, where that it can reach and help and teach someone, Heavenly Father, how to not only be spiritually healthy, but also to be mentally healthy as well as in the body. For the body is where we praise you. That's where our praises come from. That's where you reside. And we want to make sure that our body is the temple that you are looking for. Then, Lord, when all is said and done, give us somewhere in your kingdom. This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And I just feel great today. I was sitting here getting ready for the ministry, and the faithfulness that God has given me to this ministry is huge to me, and I thank God for that. We do have a scripture for today, as you all know, and our scripture is Isaiah 40 and 31, and it reads, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." I have read Isaiah 40 and 31. May you be blessed by hearing God's words. And today we are looking at stress. And I know a couple of weeks ago, and it seems like a long time, I'm happy to be back talking about stress, but we're going to talk about stress a little bit for a little while, and then we're going to bid each other farewell. But we're going to look at stress, and as you recall on the previous shows when I addressed stress, it had to do with the foods that we are eating. It had to do with our mentality and what we were thinking. And our attitude affects our altitude. So that's why it's very important for me to convey the message of stress to my listeners, because I want to make sure that I'm giving you research-based knowledge and also giving you knowledge from on high, because I want to make sure that I'm giving you an eagle experience. It's one thing to get on air and just talk in thin air, and it's another thing to make it productive where people can actually transition or transform their lives for the betterment of themselves, for the betterment of the kingdom, for the betterment of the community. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and address a couple of things with stress that I want you to take back with you. If you tune in tonight to my Facebook page, and I'll give you all the information after the show, I will have a short video playing for you. It's only 3 minutes, and it's called Roadblocks to Awareness. You must be aware or recognize the stressors in your life. And speaking of stressors in your life, one of the things in order to manage stress is to identify your true source of stress. Look at your habits, look at your attitude, and your excuses. Okay, do you blame your stress on other people? Do you blame your stress on events? Is it an integral part of your work or home life? And do you explain away stress as temporary? If you find yourself saying that you are stressed out every day, something needs to change. And I'm just highlighting because we're going to really get into this aspect of stress because, believe it or not, stress is it's a spirit. And this spirit of stress causes us to deviate from what we know because we're so irritated, we're angry, we're frustrated. So the first thing is to be able to identify the sources of stress in your life. So take a brief moment and identify two stressors in your life. And, you know, whatever the stress is, whatever the stress may be, identify it at this time. We'll get about 30 seconds for you to do that. Just identify the source of stress in your life. What is causing you? Don't say it's a person. Don't put a person's name. What is the source of stress? Because it can't just be a person. It has to be something that they're doing, okay? It can't just be the environment. It has to be something within the environment, okay? So identify the source of stress. If it's a job, what makes your job stressful, okay? What makes it stressful? Don't just say my job, because we want to pinpoint. We want to identify. We want to pinpoint what is causing you to have stress. All right. Now, what you're going to do, and at the beginning of the show, before we even started this Fit to Win, I asked that you bring a journal. And if you don't have it, that's fine. Just grab a sheet of paper, and then you can slide it in your journal in a minute. Okay, you're going to start a journal to help you identify your stresses. Start the journal, and you're going to figure out what is causing your stress, okay? All right. After you figure out what causes your stress on one side, which is the left side, all right? So what you're going to do with the top of your paper, all right, visualize this. Stay with me. We're going to pretend here that I'm right in front of you. You're going to put stress journal on the top line, all right? Now, about one line below that, you're going to put stressors. You're just going to write that word out, and you're going to put a line right under that word. After you do that, you're going to say, for instance, if I say the environment is causing stress, okay? So I'll put environment. How did you feel physically and emotionally? Well, it's raining right now. So right now I feel tired. When I know that I'm supposed to probably be doing something physically, I feel tired because it's been raining, and, you know, rain gets you in the mood of feeling tired. And the reason why I was able to give you a physical and emotional feeling is because in this stress journal, you're not going to – when you begin to grow, let me explain this. When you begin to grow, the stress that you're putting right now – is not going to be the same stress you're going to put 2 months from now, because I'm teaching you how to, in other words, not ignore your stress, but how to cope with your stress where it will be water off your back. So just stay with me and bear with me. If I keep repeating myself, I'm doing it on purpose because I want you to understand. You know, we're not going to rush through this because I want you to understand, because this is part of your health. Stress is very stress can take a toll on your health. It can cause a lot of health problems and health issues. So with this, in this journal, you're going to have stress journal. Great. Okay, then you're going to have what caused your stress and how you felt or how you're feeling now. Okay? And you're going to put that right beside each stressor. All right? Then you're going to put a little bitty space, and you're going to put how you acted. How did you react? Well, it's raining outside, okay? Because it's raining outside, I cannot go out there and do any type of physical activity, so therefore I'm tired. So what can I do instead of going outside, getting my daily activity in? Well, I could do it inside, okay? So how did you react to that? I could do it inside rather than sleep, all right? Okay, so that's that. All right, look at how you currently cope with stress. Before we did that little activity, think about the ways you currently manage and cope with stress in your life. And I'm going to give you, from research, things that people do, okay, that can temporarily relieve or reduce stress but damage you in the long run. Smoking, drinking too much. That could be drinking too much soda, drinking too much alcohol. Overeating or undereating that causes a lot of health issues. Zoning out for hours in front of the TV or a computer. Withdrawing from family, friends, and activities. That's withdrawal, which also causes depression. Popping pills or drugs to relax. That really either slows down your brain or it causes it to move faster. You could have overdose, things like that. Sleeping too much. Sleeping, you know, sleeping is great, but when you sleep too much, and I'll get into this brain research about sleeping too much, but just know that sleeping too much can cause you, it has a reaction on your brain cells. In addition to that, it also causes you to lose functions. What I mean by that is functioning throughout the day because you're so tired, okay? You're so tired. Procrastinating. You know that something is due and you fail to do it because you're too tired. You've had too much to drink. You're overeating. You're watching TV. You don't want to deal with your family. You don't want to deal with your friends. So you procrastinate. Filling up every minute of the day to avoid facing problems. You don't ever want to take on any tasks. So therefore, you avoid them. And you say, forget it, I'll do it later, and later never comes. Taking out your stress on others. One of the things, the important things about this Fit to Win in this stress segment is that we're going to have to learn how to deal with our issues without affecting other people. Now, that's not to say that if something is going on in your life that causes grief or causes you to feel sad that you do not verbalize that to others. It means that if you are angry or if you become angry, which we're trying to reduce that you don't take it out on someone who asked you a simple question. So we're going to have to learn about those coping strategies because many times when people are angry, then we have a lot of victims because they have to hear, okay, they have to hear the complaining and the anger, and it's not fair to them because they have no idea what happened before. So we need to be cognizant, and we need to be able to control how we deal with our anger. Learning healthier ways to manage stress. And this is, in research we looked at, it says dealing with stressful situations. There are four A's, okay? And in order to change the situation, you avoid the stressor. Now, I know what you're saying. You're saying, but you told me a while ago that we're not supposed to avoid. Right. I said you're not supposed to avoid facing problems. Okay? You come up with a solution for the problem. And in doing so, you avoid that A word, the stressor. You're going to have stressors. We're going to have stressors in our lives, timelines. We're going to have job stressors. We're going to have traffic stressors, car stressors, family stressors. We're going to have all that. It doesn't mean avoid the problem. It says avoid the stressor. How do you avoid the stressor? By being proactive, by problem solving, and we're going to go through that. Alter the stressor, okay? You're in traffic, all right? And you know that you're going to be late. You know that you're going to be 15 minutes late. Say you're in Houston, Dallas traffic, Austin traffic. You know that you're going to be 15 minutes late because you're in that type of traffic. All right. Well, instead of honking the horn, as I said before, and trying to cut through everybody, just call, make a phone call, and say, hey, I'm stuck in traffic. I'm going to be about 15 minutes late. Or, in order to alter the stressor, leave earlier. Okay? Now, change your reaction. All right, so you have a stressor, all right, the traffic. I always use traffic as a stressor because people have road rage a lot of times. Adapt to the stressor, okay? You're stuck in traffic. there's nothing you can do about that situation at the time. So the only thing that you could do is sit in your car and listen to some music or do something that you can do while you're sitting down. Take care of something on your list, such as calling someone, seeing how they're doing. Look at your list. See if there's anything you can do at that particular time while you're waiting in the traffic. And the last A is accept the stressor. Accept it. Don't say, well, this is not my stressor. Yeah, it is. If you have to get something done, get it done. If you need to take a break, take a break. But you still have that situation that will be facing you the next day. So you're going to have to accept the stressor and learn these coping mechanisms of avoiding the stressor, which means being proactive, altering the stressor, which means that you do something conducive or productive at the time that the stress is going on, and adapt to the stressors. You accept it, and you say, okay, what else could I be doing? So we're going to look at all those facets of the four A's with dealing with stressful situations. All right? Now, I'm going to give you a couple of management strategies. All right? Avoid unnecessary stress. Learn how to say no. If you know you have 1,000 things to do, okay, and you know, you don't want to overwhelm yourself, all right? You don't want to overwhelm yourself. So know your limits, know your balance. There is a scripture that says that God will put no more on us than we can bear. But sometimes we put a lot on us that we can't bear. So if you know you can't handle it at the time, don't take it on. Know your limits, know your balance, because at the end of the day, you still have to have a life, all right? Now, this says avoid people who stress you out. If someone consistently causes stress in your life and you can't turn the relationship around, limit the amount of time you spend with that person or in the relationship. There are a lot of things, and this is any type of relationship. You don't want to be so stressed out that you start avoiding people, okay? You need to, and this is why it's so important to communicate, because if something is stressing you out, a person, if you're in a relationship, any type of relationship, and it causes you to be stressed out, you're gonna come up with that fight or flight syndrome, and the fight is not worth it, but the flight is. But before you start running away, you need to go back to alter the stressor. You alter the stressor by talking about what is stressing you out. People cannot stress us out. It's the actions of people which stress us out. It's not the people. So therefore, you need to address the behavior and not the person. And that way, the conversation will not go left. So you have to be able to avoid not the people, okay, but the stressor, which is the behavior, okay, that's what you need to confront. That's what you need to deal with at that time. Take control of your environment. If you know that when you watch the news and you see something bad on there and it just makes you anxious, it makes you scared, nervous, don't watch it. Turn the TV off, all right? If traffic gets so intense that you get upset and want to get out and knock somebody upside the head, take a longer route. Take a longer route, but less travel route, where you can get to where you need to go. There are certain things that we have to do to avoid stressors. All right, if you already know the traffic is backed up on I-35, don't go that way. Go another way. All right? Avoid hot-button topics. If you know that you get upset over religion, politics, any of that, why even engage in the conversation? Some things, you know, I look at, for instance, Facebook sometimes, and people get heated over games, football games, out of all things. I never really see any heated discussions over religion, but over sports competition. If you know that you're going to get upset, don't even engage in it, okay? Don't even do it. Once again, we're going back to the to-do list. Analyze your schedule and responsibilities and tasks. There's only so many hours in a day, and there's only so much you can do, okay? You have to prioritize your list. What is most important at this time? What can I get done? What needs to be done? You have to prioritize, because many times we have 1,000 things written down, okay? You're not going to get 1,000 things complete by today. Let's be realistic. You'll get 10 to 12 things completed by today. Okay, if you don't have a lot of distractions. So some of these things that we're going to get into will help you be able to look stress, you know, look stress just right, just face to face, problem solve, and then you have options. Because what we don't want is everyone stressed out, because that causes a lot of health problems. Okay? When we alter the situation, express your feelings. You should be able, you should be in an environment where you're able to express your feelings in a nice way that will not be so offensive. Okay? You need to communicate. Be willing to compromise. All right? Be willing to compromise. It doesn't mean that you just say, okay, we're going to do this or that. You have to, whatever is in the best interest at that time for whatever situation it is, be more assertive. Now, being more assertive does not mean being more aggressive. It doesn't mean to be rude. It doesn't mean to talk back. It doesn't mean to be disrespectful. Being assertive means that you know what you're about to say, doing your best to anticipate and prevent any problems, being a forward thinker, be more assertive, allowing others to understand where you are coming from, okay? But, and then the last thing is manage your time better. Just have better time management, all right? Adapt to the stressor. When we talk about reframing from problems, all right, try to view those stressful situations from a more positive perspective. The traffic is heavy today. All right, I already know I'm going to sit in the traffic, so I might as well take my favorite CD and pop it in the CD player, period, point blank. You don't have to stress out about all that. Look at the big picture. Many of us, we just look through the glass and we see a small view. How important is this in the long run? Will it matter in a month? A year, is it really worth getting upset over? And the answer is probably no, because anything on the earth is temporary anyways. But there are some expectations, but you have to be able to prioritize and look at the big picture. Focus on the positive. Always try to make the best of a bad situation. Accept the things you can't change. That's strategy number four. Okay, share your feelings. That goes back to communication. Don't try to control the uncontrollable. All right, if you know that you cannot control that traffic, do not get out of your car and start yelling at the people in front of you. All right, you cannot control it, accept it, and deal with it. Share your feelings and learn to forgive. And that's even in the Bible. We have to learn to forgive each other. All right, and most of all, strategy number five is make time for fun and relaxation. Well, how do you do that? I'm glad you asked. Go for a walk. Spend time in nature. Call a good friend. Write in your journal that I asked you to get. Take a long bath. Watch a comedy show. Listen to music. Get a message. Work in the garden. Play with your pet. Spend time with your family, of course. Spend time with God. Listen to the Love Live Jesus Up show. Make time for fun and relaxation. You have to. You have to do that. Many people live their lives just going zoom, 100 miles an hour, and you never take time to smile. You know, I was telling someone, and I also wrote it on Facebook, I saw someone today who looked like they had like 10 or 12 lemons. How can you go through life like that? You have to have some type of fun and relaxation. Because if you don't, you're going to start getting high blood pressure because of all the hypertension you have. You're upset all the time. It's not worth it. So at some point in your life, you have to have fun and you have to be able to relax. So set aside that relaxation time, whether it's on the weekends, you go on vacation, whether you're connecting with others. Do something that you enjoy. Spend some you time, okay? Have a healthy lifestyle. That's very important. Exercise. Eat a healthy diet. We're going to get into that. Reduce caffeine and sugar. Avoid alcohol, cigarettes, and drugs. Not good for the body. It's really not, okay? And get enough sleep. I'm guilty of not getting enough sleep, but, hey, God is still good because he keeps me awake all day, okay? So make sure that we get enough sleep. Now, I went over that kind of fast, but I'm going to have a video that I want you to watch. All right, and it's going to be on my page. And I have a couple of announcements. I still have 5 minutes. I have a couple of announcements, and you know what one of my announcements is already. Be sure to continue to tell your family and friends about the Love Lift Jesus Up show, and that is blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's FREDALOVE. Be sure to continue to pray for at least 10 people. Make sure that all 10 of those people are not your family members. If you want to pray for all of your family members, make sure you add 10 more people who are not your family members, because we are our brother and sister's keeper. Amen. Make sure that you stop by and look at Fashions by Love, FashionsbyLove.com. Fashions by Love is up and running. Make sure. Okay. I'm looking for a gospel artist, artist, promoters, author, sports actor, actress to interview on the show, Love Lift Jesus Up show. I'm also scheduling for 2014 as well. I would like to connect with you. Catch me on Facebook at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. You can catch me also on LinkedIn at ALFREDALOVE. Now, I had another announcement that just came across my desk, and many organizations send me announcements to read on the show, and I'm going to read it. This is an announcement to read. It's called the Bronze Eagles Flying Club's 3rd Annual Waco Youth Fly-In. This is October 26, 2013, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Lunch provided by HEB and Event Partners. This will be held at the TSTC campus, 901 Airline Drive, Waco, Texas. I'm going to read you a brief synopsis of this group. It says the Bronze Eagles Flying Club of Texas is a nonprofit charity flying organization and chapter of the Black Pilots of America. The Bronze Eagles Flying Club promotes disadvantaged youth in their endeavors toward higher education and helps further student interest in the field aviation. It offers a variety of services, including free familiarization flights, free aviation career training, and a national summer flight academy for eligible students. It is being offered to all of the Waco community. We are strongly recruiting the participation of minority youth in the Waco community. And the event will have that you can meet pilots. You can meet the first Black chief pilot of a U.S. airline, Lewis Freeman, experience flying in a plane. The first 250 kids registered will be eligible to fly. And it has many more other events. And I'm going to the event because I want to highlight this event on my radio show. And I think it's a very good event for the community. And actually, the Lynx organization, a member of the Lynx organization of Waco, check that out. Check that organization out. Sent me this flyer. And so I'm reading it, and I will read it again probably on Friday. Be sure, once again, to connect with me on Facebook, ALFREDALOVE. I will have a guest on Saturday. I'm still confirming those dates. But, yes, please be sure to connect with me. I want to welcome all of my new guests and those who are already with me as we go on this journey. Be sure to tune in to the other shows, the previous shows. They are pre-recorded, and you can listen to them at your leisure. So if someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. If you see someone who looks like they have had a lemon for the day, you tell them that God is still love, and you tell them that God lifted you up as well. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other. Once again, I want to shout out to God, my family, my friends, and everyone. Continue to look for updates on this Blog Talk Radio because God is doing great things with this show and bringing a lot of people into play with this show that I never imagined. And I just thank God for every opportunity. I thank God for the platform. You never know where you're going to be speaking at. So I thank God for that. So just be tuned. Stay tuned to my Facebook page. Usually my ministry is open to the public, and I write a lot of things to a lot of people. But pay close attention to the ministry. And once again, God bless you. Have a blessed week. And remember that we do have victory in Jesus. Thank you so much for tuning in. Goodbye, everybody.